celebrating 50 years of ministry. This is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley.
I believe that right now, heaven is making a concerted effort to get your attention. So come on in here with me. Your response, your action in the next few moments could open the door of God's blessing in an unprecedented way. Well, I want to say this right from the top. Today is a great, great day to be alive. God Almighty is on the throne. Jesus Christ is exalted, and the Holy Ghost is moving all over the earth. And you can get caught up right in the middle of the manifested glory of God. I believe that for you today. Now, the blessed Holy Spirit has been drawing my attention specifically to the book of Joshua, chapter number 3, verse 11, a verse that's an on-time word for every one of my friends and partners today. If I were you, I'd send a text message to all your friends, let them know, hey, Pastor Rod has a prophetic word for us today. The Lord of all the earth is passing by you today. That's right, you. Jehovah Adon Kol Aretz is the Lord of all the earth. All. Now that includes right there where you live, the place where you're employed, where your children go to school, whatever you do, wherever you go. The living Christ has ordered your steps, and he wants to release, hear me, manifold blessings into every area of your life. The late, great, dear friend and mentor of mine, Dr. Oral Roberts, used to say this quite often, something very, very good is about to happen to you today. Now listen, you're not here by accident nor by happenstance. You're a believer, and your steps are ordered of the Lord. He has you strategically positioned, I'm going to get into this a little later, in on the threshold of an open door. Right now, where you're watching is a divine appointment. Hey, and it's got blessing attached. The living Christ has a plan set in motion today to restore everything your adversary, the devil, or any of his cohorts has taken out of your life. Now, for some of you, it's some facet of your health. For some, it's to see family relationships restored. Oh, that's a multitude of you. For others, maybe you've been praying for favor. I want you to know today, God is surrounding you with favor right now as with a shield. And because your ways please him, he's causing even your enemies to be at peace with you. The prophetic word that I'm just about to share with you on today's breakthrough is for everyone who has been crying out to the God of heaven and earth because you're hurting, because you're under attack, because your heart has been broken. Even those who have been hit harder than you ever remember. You listen closely to me today. The adversary tried to silence my voice 9 years ago with vocal cord cancer. God's grace here today speaking to you because God's grace is sufficient to restore you. I know because he restored me. My word spoken today can complete restoration in your life. When you absolutely determine, which I need you to do right now, that this word from God belongs to you, that the promises are yes of God, or yes and amen to you, because you believe. I believe every situation in your life is about to change. I believe the entire trajectory of the rest of your life shifts, changes, gets on the right course today. Now you get ready, because from the Lord, through me to you, this is your moment. What if? What if this was that one amazing day sent from heaven on the wings of the Holy Spirit, because God has put his gaze and his hand upon you? Well, that's exactly what happened to a woman from Shunem. It's all recorded in your Bible and mine in 2 Kings chapter 4 and verse 8. Here's what it says. One day, Elisha, the prophet, the man of God, was on television when you happened to scroll through. Well, that's what it might have said today. Elisha passed through Shunem, and a noble woman opened her door, urging the prophet to stop, to come in, and to be refreshed with a meal that she had prepared. Here's what actually happened. She, according to your Bible, perceived that Elisha was an anointed vessel of God, and she knew, as such, he could bless her life. That's what I want to do today for you. I want to bless your life. I want to take you from where you are to where you never dreamed you'd be. I want to encourage you in the spirit of faith. I want to release to you manifold blessings from the kingdom of God. So this wonderful, noble woman next participated in Elisha's ministry. How'd she do that? She was sacrificing to meet or supply the man of God's need. Now look, there were, I'm sure, many other homes that on this journey Elisha passed by, but this noble woman stepped forward. She took a step of bold faith. She had no idea that that one single act of faith would become the most important action of her life. She turned, she said to her husband, I know, here, she perceived, see, I know he is a holy man of God who regularly passes by us. Can I remind you of something? I am now celebrating my 50th year of gospel ministry. Well over 40 years broadcasting every day around the world. For 40 years, this ministry has been bringing the life of Jesus Christ into the homes of multiplied millions around the world every day, including yours. Now pay attention to what happens next. So She had perception. She perceived him to be a man of God. Her perception caused her to step into participation. Verse 10 is where it's recorded. She said, "Let's make an upper room and put for the man of God there a bed and a chair and a lamp." I wish I had time to go through all three of those, maybe in a later broadcast. She said, "Let's put there a bed, a table, and a lamp, so that when the man of God comes to us, he can stay with us." She wanted to become an important part of what the Lord was doing through the man and the ministry of Elisha the prophet. Now, it's the same today. There is kingdom work that must be done to establish the pillars of doctrine, of faith, of orthodoxy, under an anointing that destroys the yoke and looses the heavy burden. It's up to you and to me to participate within that kingdom. In Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 and 27, no doubt you've heard me teach from it before, God forever there relinquished his right to act independently in our lives. Now, I believe that right now heaven is making a concerted effort to get your attention. So come on in here with me. Your response, your action in the next few moments could open the door of God's blessing in an unprecedented way. It's exactly what you've been praying for. Now, there's more that you have to hear concerning this Shunammite woman's miracle and how it came into being. But I'm apprehended right now to place a demand on your faith. I sense very, very strongly in my spirit that there is a restoration seed that God has already placed in your hand. Now, you may not have known that when it got placed in your hand, but right now, the Holy Spirit is bearing witness with your spirit that what I'm speaking to you on today's breakthrough is meant for you. If that's the case, God has placed already a seed in your hand. Now, at the moment, you may be calling it something else, but it is the key. Hear me. To take back, there's an anointing on this, everything the enemy has stolen from your life that God placed there. Lack in any area is not your inheritance. Jeremiah 29:11 shouts it. God's plan is to prosper you and to do you no harm. God's plan is to give you hope today. That's why I'm here, and to give you a future. Now, perhaps something, maybe someone that you love or need has been taken from you, and you are in desperate need today of restoration. Well, there's a very, very important spiritual guidepost that says never to judge people by their gifts. Some are gifted to worship. Some are gifted to pray. Others are gifted to preach. Some are gifted to teach high school. Some are gifted to sell insurance or create beautiful, wondrous works of art. But the true measure of man or woman is this: what fruit do they bear? What's the fruit? This global soul winning ministry has an over 40-year track record on the air that bears much fruit. This is good, good soil. A seed sown in good soil at the right season will produce a great harvest. It's time now to pick up your phone, to call the number that's right there on your screen, or if you've got an iPhone, which is really a computer, you can just click on that secure website, rodparsley.com, to sow your very best restoration seed. Now, give it a target. What do you need restored in your life? If possible, allow me to place a demand on your faith to sow a $100 restoration seed. Consider the investment made by the Shunammite woman. She verifiably added an addition onto her home. She purchased a bed, she furnished it, she bought a table, she placed a lamp there. All for one reason: to help the servant of God fulfill the calling of God on his life and ministry. It was an investment far, far greater than a $100 seed. I don't know what your restoration seed should be, but I believe it needs to be your best. There's so much more truth that I want to share with you about the mighty, mighty blessings and miracles the Shunammite woman received. And I'm going to take you right down the same path she trod to your breakthrough. You're going to receive it today. I'm going to pause just long enough for you to pick up that phone, sow your restoration seed. You'll be being a blessing to me, to this 40-plus year ministry called Breakthrough to Bridge of Hope around the world, to winning souls at an overwhelming rate. So that seed, I'll be right back.
When you sow into this global soul-winning ministry, you can trust a 50-year track record of integrity. Sow a generous restoration seed of $50 or $100. Position yourself for a miracle as you participate in the holy things of God. Call 24 hours a day. Write to P.O. Box 100, Columbus, Ohio, 43216, or click on rodparsley.com. A supernatural turnaround is coming to your home, just like the woman in 2 Kings. Now with more, here's Dr. Rod Parsley.
Well, we're on a journey with a woman from Shunem, and that pathway which she trod is a roadmap to your miracle today. And we're believing for restoration in every area of your life. Do you know what this year is? The Hebrew year 5784? Our year 2024, it's the year of the open door. You are strategically positioned by God this very day. She possessed her miracle. What may have been impossible instantly became possible because she got involved with God's servant and God got involved with her. There's a second miracle that came that changed the circumstances of her life forever. 12 years later, that son which she was promised and God gave her, died. That's right. Her son, the fact was, her son was taken. But the truth from heaven will always triumph over a fact. Facts are not final. Truth will bring the miracle. The fact was I had vocal cord cancer. The truth was by his stripes I was healed. Now perhaps something has died in your life, a dream, a hope, a vision, whatever it is, you hold on. It's about to be resurrected. She took her son into that room that she had prepared for Elisha, and she called for the prophet. She remembered that seed that was, in fact, that very room that she built for Elijah. And there in that same room, God resurrected her miracle. Listen, my dear friend, my dear partner, restoration is on its way to your house. Perhaps your tears of grief make it hard to see that the answer you need is walking up the road, up the sidewalk to your door. I do sense by the Holy Spirit that there are those that have been divinely placed in this doorway to hear these words today. Your miracle of restoration is so great that it's placing an even greater demand on your faith. It wouldn't have done for her to just get a candle. He needed a table. It wouldn't have been enough just to have a candle and a table. He needed a bed. Wouldn't have been enough just to have a candle, a bed, and a table. He had to have some place to put them. Oh, I feel faith rising. For you, your restoration seed today could be a very, very special seed of $1,000. Now, that's not for everybody, but it is for you. It is for some. It is the key. As you respond in obedience, in faith, to what God has planned for your future, it's the passageway to your miracle. For others, it's a seed of $100. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to participate. I want you to get involved in the ministry. I want you to pick up that phone. It's always close by. I want you to call right now. As God speaks to your heart, don't wait. Don't hesitate. Another moment. Or you can simply click on rodparsley.com, mark it down as your restoration seed. Now, I realize that there are some that are prompted to sow a $1,000 seed, but you don't have that entire seed right now. I encourage you, take a step of faith today. I'll believe with you. For God to supernaturally supply the rest and for it to supernaturally come into your hands in the next 30 days. Come on, let's agree together. It's not the size of your seed for restoration, but the faith required to sow it that gains the attention of heaven. Help me. Be a blessing to this worldwide soul-winning devil casting out miracle ministry. Help us restore the true spiritual foundation of Pentecost to our families, to our churches, to our pastors, to our nation and the world. They're looking to us to do it. Help me do it. Help me continue those great Bridge of Hope outreaches around the world, feeding the dying, ministering to the suffering. Help me do it. Call. Make it your very best restoration seed. And I'll be believing with you for everything the enemy has stolen from you to be returned sevenfold.
Your miracle of restoration can be the supernatural harvest of the seed you sow today. Call or visit rodparsley.com with your very special $1,000 seed. Or sow $500 and Dr. Parsley will believe God will place another significant seed in your hand in the next 30 days. Every gift to this global soul-winning ministry is appreciated. Call now and get ready to receive a prophet's reward.
Fear. It's relentless. Millions are now isolated, longing for hope and joy. Dr. Rod Parsley's 40 years of ministry success has produced a winning book. The Final Demise of Fear answers the provocative question, was Jesus ever afraid? Discover how Jesus' final moments in tearful prayer led to your personal peace and fear's failure. You can be free from fear. The Lord our Shepherd is our protector and deliverer. If you're ready to finally overcome and cross over to victory, then The Final Demise of Fear is the book for you. Call or visit rodparsley.com and request The Final Demise of Fear. There's absolutely no cost or obligation. Don't allow delay to open the door to defeat. Call now. This free offer is only available while supplies last.
Well, I certainly do pray that you've enjoyed, been blessed by the ministry of the Holy Spirit on today's breakthrough. Now, you remember, there's so much more ministry content available to you every day, all day, on all of my social media outlets. You know, the technology available today, such a tremendous blessing to the church. We have to make use of it. You can receive ministry like you've received today on Breakthrough, like you received live from World Harvest Church services around the world. You can receive it in your car driving down the road. You can receive it at the gym while you're working out. There's no limit. So be sure and like and subscribe and share and tell a friend. And I'll see you next time, ready to help you break through.